Greece is now at the bottom of the global credit rating barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Here's a headline you've heard over and over again. Greece's national credit rating has been downgraded. But the bigger news is that the latest S&P decision means Greece now has the world's worst credit rating. From the European desk, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Greece is now only two notches above the bottom credit rating, default. And this, as Professor Albrecht Ritschel of the London School of Economics puts Greece in a class of its own.
It is worse than Ecuador, it's worse than Pakistan, and it's worse than a few other very small countries that would have to be looked for on a world map with a magnifying glass.
It may seem odd that a European country is now at the bottom of the list, but Ritschel says it is no accident. Because Greece is a member of the Eurozone, investors believed it was ultra-safe to lend it money, and at low interest rates, Greece borrowed way beyond its ability to repay. Ritschel says without a second rescue package, Greece could default within days. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
President Obama is on the road this week talking about jobs and maybe politicking to save his own. Today, he visits one of the slowest growing economies in the world, and he doesn't even have to leave the U.S. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich is here to explain. Jeff, where's the president going?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, one of the slowest growing economies in the world?
It is stunningly bad there, as a matter of fact. The economy of Puerto Rico is probably going to shrink more than 4% this year. Now, that's worse GDP growth than Greece. Mm-hmm. And per capita income for Puerto Ricans is already one-third the U.S. mainland. Dionisio Montalvo is an economics professor there. You want to talk about jobs? He says look at their unemployment rate.
Government said that it's about 16, but really I think it's about 25 to 30%.
That's if you include all the people who have quit looking. Montalvo says last year the territory's government cut 30,000 jobs, and it's still got a $1 billion budget deficit.
All right, a weaker economy, plus we've heard that no U.S. president, Jeff, has made an official visit to Puerto Rico since 1961. Why would Mr. Obama go there?
Well, as a political visit, Puerto Ricans can't vote for president, but their relatives in Florida can. And if the message of the moment is turning the economy around, it's hard to find a bigger potential turnaround story. Jose Villamil is an economic consultant in San Juan.
Puerto Rico has to become a service exporting economy. We can export health services, financial services. We have a very good engineering industry.
Villamil says years of economic development aid left the island with a strong professional class, a lot of educated people. It's a matter of adapting those skills to the global economy.
All right. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Well, global markets are mostly higher at the moment. Oil is trading at $97 a barrel this morning. A government report says U.S.-based airlines collected nearly $3.5 billion in baggage fees last year. Delta was the biggest bag charger at almost $1 billion. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up most of the day, but the debt rating woes in Greece pushed it right back to about where it started, up only about a point, to close at 11,952.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com. For more about the latest business and economic news from Marketplace, visit Marketplace.org to discover even more of the news you love from Marketplace.
New Jersey today wraps up the first round of applications on its new offshore wind project. The Garden State could be the first in the country to actually start harnessing offshore wind for power. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports from the Sustainability Desk, the U.S. lags behind Europe and other countries in getting offshore wind to market.
America's windiest land is also no man's land. Wind farms in the plains and deserts need long transmission lines to get power to the people. Andy Wickless is with Navigant Consulting. He says East Coast waters are the best bet for wind power because of all the big cities nearby.
Which can be a plus and a minus, a plus in terms of the amount of transmission you have to build, minus in terms of potential public backlash.
Backlash has held up one offshore proposal called Cape Wind for about a decade. Its developers want to put turbines in Nantucket Sound.
Greenpeace, these are the fishermen that you're trying to put out of business.
That's from a documentary about the fight. It's clean energy activists versus vacationers and local business. But public opinion's just the beginning. It's taken government agencies a long time to write offshore wind guidelines. And once wind developers do get permits, Andy Wickless says they still need other companies to build transmission lines and utilities to promise to buy the power.
If fewer folks were involved, it would probably go faster.
And motivation helps, too. New Jersey has it. Because offshore wind means work, mostly at ports. The huge blades and poles need to be assembled near the water. Jim Lennard is president of the Offshore Wind Development Coalition. He says New Jersey's willing to trade the higher price of wind power for jobs.
The developers have to show that the benefits that they're bringing to the state of New Jersey exceed the costs that the ratepayers might be asked to pay.
The first offshore turbine should start spinning next September, just six of them, in state waters near Atlantic City. New Jersey's enthusiasm for wind may seem at odds with another move. It just quit a program to trade greenhouse gases. But Jim Lennard says right now, climate change is not the way to sell wind power to lawmakers.
We recognize that their interests lie more with economic development, job creation, and manufacturing.
He says that new script should help offshore wind pick up speed. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally, the Miami Herald yesterday published a Macy's three-quarter page ad congratulating the new NBA Finals champs and offering merchandise to the winners of the Best of Seven series. Only problem? The team they chose was the hometown team, the Miami Heat, which lost the series and the championship to the Dallas Mavericks. Making matters even worse, the ad was right under the story about the Heat losing to the Mavericks. You can see a picture of that newspaper page at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It's a competitive world. You want your kids to do well, but a parent only has so much time, you know.
The other problem I have is I have four kids. If you have too many kids, you can't invest that heavily in any one of them because you go crazy.
I'm Kai Ryssdal, also, as it happens, the father of four. It's the Freakonomics of Parenting next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.